on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me to your homes on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is the day the Lord hath made, and we can rejoice and be glad therein. I'm so glad you've tuned me this way, and I hope that we can worship together. That's what we come together for, that we might worship the Lord. And the only way to worship Him is in spirit and in truth. I wish you a happy, happy Thanksgiving. This is Thanksgiving week, and I hope that you have a great Thanksgiving. That's one of the blessings that we have is Thanksgiving, and that is a great day, and it's a day that we should come together with the family and enjoy Thanksgiving. So let's do this song for you right here.
The jasper walls and bright golden avenue. As you behold all its beauty and its splendor, remember there's just one request I beg of you. Look for me, for I will be there. I realize when you arrive, there'll be so much.
Martha's done finished her course, and we miss her. I like for be sitting here with me as we play these music, but we miss her, and I know that you miss her, And I'm so glad for my family. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you bestowed upon me through my family. Though we've had our troubles, we had our great-granddaughter, I mentioned her in prayer. We still need to hold her up in prayer. She's not doing all that well. And remember the families. The families is what goes through the hard times. At these times, I know that there's a boy, Noah, and his name is mentioned in our church about every Sunday morning, Noah. And I know that his family goes through a tough time, and you go through the bad times also, and I always remember you. I don't want to feel like that I'm leaving you out. I want you to believe and trust God, because I firmly believe this. The Bible said if he be for you, there's no power that will ever stand again. Have you ever talked to God and just said, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you bestowed upon me, and not ask him for anything? Well, you need to say, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you bestowed upon me. I got a roof up above me. I got a good place to sleep. I got food on my table. I got shoes on my feet. So let's do this song for you. Hope you enjoy this one.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead, spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears, and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. On down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, thank you, sir. You've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, or you see I'm blind. I said, Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine.
Yes, I said a while ago, have you ever talked to God without asking him for anything, just simply saying, thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you bestowed upon me? God has been good to us, and God has been good to me, and God will always be good to you. And God is God regardless of any situation. I don't care what the situation is. I know that God will stand beside of you. And Jesus said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the very end. The Bible says it's appointed unto us once to die, but after death, the judgment. But thank God, there is a better place to go when we leave this place. So I want to do this song right here for you. A lot of people like this song, and it says simply, ride out your storm.
You've been in the storm, and it seems like forever. Your nights of confusion, they've been oh so long. Your ship has lost anchor, and the storm's got you drifting. But the night's almost over, so ride out your storm. Storm,
Jesus. Ride out your storm. Be raging, they'll do you no harm. Don't give up the battle, for your answer is coming. Hold on to Jesus, ride out your storm.
Storm. You see, we're going to have trouble. Don't ever think that you're in a trouble-free world. The Bible said we'd have tribulation. We'd have hard times. I remember a little incident happened to me. I was in the hospital, and this lady who was very faithful to send $3 every month to the broadcast, and I went to visit her, and she told me, she said, I've got this month's $3, and she handed me an envelope and said, this is for next month. And I said, well, you might as well wait till next month and send that. She said, no, I'm going home today. And she said, I don't know whether I'll be able to get it out to you in time, so I'm going to go ahead and give it to you now. She went home and met the Lord. She went out to meet Jesus. So she did go home to be with the Lord, and I'm so glad I've met so many people. I was thinking about Calvin and Delphia Lemon, how faithful they were, and he had a stroke, and then I don't know about Delphia, how she got along, but so many people I met along this way. I was thinking about Louise's mother, and so many people up that way that I have, well, I've been blessed to know them, and that's a blessing to know people. And to be friends with people and see their situation and help them through that situation. So I'm going to do this right here for you. Do this song, and we'll go right on into the sermon. And I'm going to let Martha do it. It says, Martha says, the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you.
My dreams put me sweet peace I have known in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all my frustration, I need you and I know I do.
In the book of Jonah, in the third verse, you will find the words that God had called Jonah to go to Nineveh, but he rose to flee from the presence of the Lord. Now, I want to look at two free phases of Jonah's life. I want to look at the lost phase of his life, and then I want to look at the rejecting the call of God in his life. You see, Jonah was a prophet. In 2 Kings 14 and 25 tells us that Jonah was indeed a prophet of God. But Jonah was doing a very dangerous thing when he tried to run from the obligations of God. You see, we want to always lay everything to the center. We want to talk about those that are running from God, those who have never accepted God. But then again, we find even the prophet of God ran from the obligation of God. I asked a great question today. Which is the greater of the twain? I mean, we've all been guilty of running from the presence of God. Jonah was called to be a missionary to Nineveh. God told him of the wickedness of the city. I don't believe that Jonah was entirely ignorant to the fact that Nineveh was a wicked and bloody city. The Bible creates it as one of the worst cities of our time. But God spoke to Jonah and said, Jonah, go to Nineveh, the great and wicked city, and cry again the sins of that city. You know, people, we've got to have someone crying against sin today. If no one ever talks against sin or tells you what is right and wrong in the eyes of God, that's what the prophet is for. The prophet is that one who speaks to the people for God, and he declares the articles of God, which are the things that God has spoken to him. And men have got to declare the truth of God. We must speak again the wickedness of the cities today. I admire those who still have the backbone to stand and declare sin to be contaminated. I still praise the person who has the backbone to stand against the sins of the city. Because it's very easy today to compromise. But we cannot compromise with the world. If God condemned it, then we can not condone it. If God condemned it, then it must have been evil in the eyes of God. And God was just about to condemn the city of Nineveh. But we see a loving God who was willing and able to give Nineveh, even though they were a very wicked city, he was still going to give them a chance to repent of their sin. He was going to send a prophet. He was going to send a preacher. And how can they preach except they be sent? And how can they hear without a preacher? So the calling came to Jonah. Jonah, rise and go to Nineveh. Cry again the sins of the city. But the Bible said that Jonah rose in his obligation to God to flee in a different direction. We have all been guilty of fleeing from the presence of God when it comes time for us to do the things that God calls us to do. It's not always easy to step out for God. It's not always easy to be a Peter and step out of the boat and try to walk upon the water, because even Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. But sir, you've never got out of the boat. A lot of folks have been called by God to do the great articles of God, but they have, like Jonah, refused to step out by faith and take a hold of God's word and declare the truth of God. A good friend of mine made a statement one time that Tommy can't preach without preaching on sin. Well, it's true that it's sin that destroys. It's sin that contaminates. And it was sin that brought the mind of God to speak to the prophet of Jonah and say, go to Nineveh and preach again the wickedness of the city. You see, the Jews accepted this story as a historical story. Some of the divinity schools will say to you, well, Jonah was only a character put in the story. Well, if that be the fact, and I don't believe that at all, but if that would be the fact, then let me put you in the story as a character. Has God called you to do anything? Has God called you to do something, and you have rebelled against God? You have walked away from the presence of God. You have taken an easy way out. But, sir, there is no easy way out from the calling of God. The Bible said the calling of God is without repentance. And we will be as Jonah. We will end up in a catastrophe. When you try to run from God, the Bible said that God prepared a great whale. And when Jonah got aboard the ship going to Tarsus, it's not all over. It's only begun. Because he's running from the presence of God. He's trying to get away from what God has called him to do. He is running away from the obligations of God. And notice when he got aboard ship, the Bible said that God sent a great storm. And sir, God can send a great storm and turn your boat around. God can send a great storm and turn your life around. When you begin to run from God, sir, you create a havoc between you and God. You may walk away from God, but God is not walking away from you. Notice that Jonah, he became very distressed. In chapter 2, verse 1 through 6, Jonah was thrown into the ocean. The great fish came along and swallowed up Jonah. And in verse 1 through 6, you will find that Jonah prayed unto the Lord out of the fish's belly.
Shackled by a hair, the burden, the full load of guilt and of shame. Then the hand of Jesus touched me, and now I am no longer the same. Touch me, oh, he touched me,
he touched me,
and oh, the joy that flooded my soul, something wonderful happened. Touch me, and he made me whole.
Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, and to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and the branch shall grow out of its roots. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice, and blossom as a rose. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it, and to establish with the judgment and the justice from henceforth, even forever. The shield of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And oh, the joy that flood my soul, something wonderful happened. He touched me, and he made me.
trust today that he has touched your heart by the broadcast. I have been doing this for many years. Martha and I were like in 20 days being 60 years together. And I miss her. And I know you miss her, Utrey, and I keep playing her music. But I love the ministry. I appreciate everyone who's helped me down through the years. I've been on this radio station since 86, and that's a long time. But God, I've always said it, if God be for me, there's no power that will ever stand against me. So let's pray. Father, we pray for the lost. We pray for the unforgiven, Lord, the unchurched, people who are unconcerned, Lord. They just don't understand that eternity waits them. Death is sure to come. It's appointed unto man once to die. And Lord, we need your helping hand. We need you to walk with us and talk with us and comfort us in the time of our trouble. Our country's in trouble. And Lord, this Thanksgiving season, what a great, great Thanksgiving we've had. Headed for Christmas, Lord, and the end of the year. We'll start a brand new year before long, and we want to start it all over today. We want to commit our sins to you, knowing that you will forgive every sin, every situation. Help us, Lord, financially on this radio ministry. Help me to give me the voice and the ability to carry this ministry on. People helping me out over the internets, and Daryl and Dana and the internet worldwide, Lord. And that's what we want to do. We want to preach the gospel, reach souls, reach those, God, who are guilty of sin, and see them ask you for forgiveness of your sin. And God, you'll do that because your son died upon a cross. And we thank you this Thanksgiving season for being God, just being God and being here for us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, neighbor, it's been good to be with you. I trust you've had a great Thanksgiving, and have a great holiday and a better day today and then a greater day tomorrow. Goodbye, be good. May God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer. Cup has overflowed.
Oh, sure.
Yes. Our cup has overflowed. I remember I did this recitation. I gave it to Jack Hazelwood and his wife. And they both went to a nursing home and they passed away there. But Jack said we wore that tape out listening to it and thanking God for the blessings they bestowed upon us. Well, you can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Manners Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
But the rough roads I've traveled, but the drinking from the sand.